Oldie Lunch Recording presents The Voyage of a Golden Handshake by Terry Waite, sponsored by Noble Caledonia.
As you have already heard, I worked for the Archbishop of Canterbury at one time, and there was an occasion, Wendy, when he was asked to be a poet. One of my jobs was to travel the world with him and to arrange his overseas visits. Archbishop Runcie, Robert Runcie, in his relaxing moments, used to go to the bottom of his garden and look at his pig, because he kept a pig. When we got to America, this news had got out, and there were crowds of people wanting to take him to a hog farm. Well, we went to this hog farm. When we got back to Lambeth, I went into his office one morning. There was a pile of letters on his desk. And he said, look at this. They're all about pigs. And he said, this chap here, and he took the top letter off, he said, this chap here wants me to write a poem about a pig. He said, I can't do that. I said, come on, let's surprise him. And so just to show you how good Wendy's poems are, this was my terrible poem. An archbishop, to keep himself calm, kept pigs on a Hertfordshire farm. The grunts and the snores of the prize-winning boars to episcopal ears were as balm. And it was printed in, under the archbishop's name. So if you ever come across that book, well, it is unusual. Someone wrote a review, one of the very early reviews of The Voyage of the Golden Handshake, and said, this is a very unusual book for Terry Waite to write, quite different. And it is different. Much of my time these days is not spent writing, although I do spend quite a little time writing, but is spent working in somewhat depressing situations. We've been working in Hostage UK, which I founded a number of years ago, working with the victims' families of those who've been so brutally murdered, and from America and from this country, and working in all these different hostage situations, one can easily take a jaundiced view of life. And what I discovered in captivity was it's important to be able to laugh. It's important, even today, when there are so many problems facing us in the world, not to allow our sense of humour to be taken away from us, and to be able to laugh at situations. There are certain situations, of course, that you can't laugh at, but one should not allow oneself to be robbed of sense of humour. And so I thought, well, much of modern comedy doesn't really appeal to me. Sometimes it's so cynical and so political and what have you, and it's no good my complaining. Why not write a comic novel? And so I put pen to paper and came up with The Voyage of the Golden Handshake, working on the principle that you write about something you know. If you read this book, Jenny, who's sitting opposite me, has done work on it, has read it 12 times, and she says she still laughs at it. Well, that either says something about her or about the book, I don't know what, but it is. You meet in that book a whole range of extraordinary characters. First of all, Admiral Benbow Harrington, who sets up a cruise line. Now, the Admiral has been promoted in the Navy until he's got to the highest point he can reach, and he's been deliberately promoted so he can be retired. So he retires and sets up this little cruise line with one of the other naval staff, Harry Parkhurst. He recruits Captain Pesce Spada. Those of you who know Italian will know what that means. Captain Pesce's father. Everybody on the cruise ship wants to have dinner with Captain Pesce's father. They want to sit at his table. Years previously, when he was captain of a dredger, he was not quite so popular. But now he's on the cruise ship, everybody wants that, that honour. Enzo Bigatoni, the cruise director. Based on some experiences I've had of cruise directors who regard the ship as their domain. And on one cruise I was on, the cruise director was very keen on his language classes. And he was very jealous of the fact that the lecturers on board commanded a much greater attendance and audience than he did. And so he put every lecturer on at 3 PM when everybody else was asleep and had his language classes in the morning. It gave me the idea, really, of saying, come on, let's make some fun of that. Let's have some fun with Enzo, the cruise director, in this book. One of my favourite characters, Reverend Justin Long Parish, who is the chaplain. And somehow, Justin, by the way, I created this character before the Justin that you mentioned, before Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury, but the name has stuck. And Justin, of course, being, somehow he gets on the ship quite by accident, and they're out at sea and he can't get back, so they make him chaplain. And he has some terrible, terrible times as chaplain. He never, ever, through a whole variety of tragedies, ever manages to deliver a sermon. When he gets to the point in the service on the Sundays in the church, he never actually manages to do it. But somehow, there we are, he goes along. And reluctantly, by a strange quirk of circumstances, actually becomes a hero in, of all places, Libya. Toby Troy is one of the lecturers. Toby, extraordinary man. He got imprisoned one time in his past through trying to sell Bibles to Hezbollah. And they got so fed up with him that they put him in jail for a while. And then he came and took up lecturing. And if you've been on a cruise and met lecturers, you'll recognize something in Toby Troy. One of another favorite character, Stuart Hackett, the doctor. Ship's doctors. This Stuart Hackett had the unique distinction of being one of the very few medical practitioners to be struck off the medical register in the Congo. And very few medical practitioners have achieved that distinction. Yeah, Stuart Hackett is there, and so we go on. There could be many more. But if you've ever been on a cruise, if you're about to go on a cruise and you read the book, you will see characters on the cruise that strike a bell, ring a bell in the book. It has been genuinely fun to write. And I've written it, as I said, because we must not, any of us, be robbed of humour. And this is an attempt in this book to convey perhaps another side of my personality, another side of my character, which I hope is humorous, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Thank you very much indeed.
The Oldie Magazine Recordings. Noble Caledonia, proud sponsors of the Oldie Literary Lunches. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for the Oldie 2015.